This is day 9, and today's devotion is titled Proximity to Christ by Tim Ross. But first, let's come to the Lord in praise.
What would you like for me to bring? If you could receive anything, is there a hymn or melody that could ever say enough? What would you like for me to bring? If you could receive anything, is there a gift or offering that could ever say enough? Could ever say enough. What would you like for me to breathe? If you could receive anything, is there a vow of loyalty that could ever say enough? Could ever say enough? Oh, 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 I could never say, I could never say. could compare.
Second Corinthians 5:20 says, "So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead. Come back to God." Have you ever felt out of place in the world around you? I'm sure that's how Daniel felt when the Israelites fell under the rule of the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were taken as captives and brought in to learn about and enhance Babylonian culture with their intellect, so that one day they could take positions in the king's court. They were basically given full-ride scholarships to Babylon University. And at BU, they learned the language, culture, history, politics, and creed of the kingdom. They became completely engaged with the culture. But because of the integrity and fidelity that they had with God, they were not influenced by it. Instead, they influenced it in a way that caused them to be continuously promoted. By the end of their education, the king found them to be even better than his own wise men, and he relied upon Daniel to interpret many of his dreams. So how did they become fully immersed in this new culture while not being swallowed up by it? The answer is hidden in plain sight. They never fell in love with any of it, but they stayed in love with God. In our world today, we're faced with a similar problem. We're surrounded by a corrupt culture, and many Christians choose to withdraw from it. However, that's not what Jesus did. When he walked the earth, he was constantly engaged with people, sinners, prostitutes, lepers, and others that religious leaders thought he should avoid. People take that to mean that Jesus hung out with sinners, but that's not the case. Because of his influence, sinners wanted to hang out with him. Anytime Jesus would go to the house of a sinner, take Zacchaeus for example, his disciples went with him. They were there because they were close to Jesus, not because they wanted to hang out with sinners. We as disciples of Jesus are called to influence culture. That might mean engaging with a corrupt world. How do we keep from falling in love with the culture of the world? Take a look again at the way the disciples spent time with sinners. They stayed close to Jesus. Always ask yourself, where am I in proximity to Christ? Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And as you go out into the world, remain close to the one who can use you to help it. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we ask you to give us boldness to be a light in the dark world. We ask you to enable us to be culture changers and not to be changed by the culture. We ask that you would give us the opportunity, the grace, to fill uncommon places with your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's say that again. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let's say that one more time. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. All right, great job. Go out today and make a difference for the Lord.